Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Ogletzer dictating an endoscopy report on patient Marilyn Carrillo, date of birth 4/13/1970, date of procedure October 20th, 2023. Referring physician is Dr. Jorge Londono. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Ogletzer-Dio. Procedure performed as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Indication screening for colon cancer. Family history of colon cancer. Mid-epigastric abdominal pain, diarrhea. Description of procedure, informed consent of pain, possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug addiction, as well as possibility of missing lesions, which is among the two worlds, and the patient patients brought up to the endoscopy suite, placed in a left lateral position. Sedated as per anesthesia, service was monitored, anesthesia care, period, well lubricated, lymphatic video, gastroscope was introduced into the subsequent advanced under direct vision to the third portion of the bottom period. Careful examination is made at the bottom of the second and third portion of the bottom stomach, QE junction, and esophagus period. Retroflex view was obtained of the cardiac air with suction from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope period. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position. Third digital rectal exam was normal. While the video and the video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum advanced and direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendiceal or ciliacecal valve and complex folds. Third, careful examination is made of the cecum, ciliacecal valve, ascending colon, side cleft, transcolon, spinal cleft, descending colon, second colon, rectum period. A retroflex view was obtained of the rectum period. Bowel preparation was poor with a Boston bowel prep score of 3, 1-1-1 period. There was some semi-solid debris obscuring the entirety of the colon period. Suction, lavage and suction was attempted, however, this clogged the scope period. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications period. Findings, endoscopy, number one, unremarkable upper and mid esophagus, number two, shot skewering, number three, go back to shot skewering, after shot skewering, right, widely patent. Next line. Regular Z-line at 37 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, 2-centimeter sliding head hernia. Next line, gastric parenchyma status plus cold biopsies to rule out H. pylori. Next line, unremarkable duodenum to D3. Biopsies were obtained to rule out celiac disease. Next line, colon. Number one, Boston bowel prep score was 3, 1-1-1 period. There was semi-solid debris obscuring the mucosa period. Visualization was difficult period. I attempted to lavage and suction, but unfortunately this just clogged the scope due to fibrous material period. Next line, there was approximately 6 millimeter sessile polyp noted at the hepatic flexure, which was removed with cold snare. Unfortunately, the polyp was lost in the debris and could not be retrieved, period. Next line, grade 1 internal hemorrhoids, common on bleeding. Next line, plan. We'll plan to repeat colonoscopy in 1 to 2 months. If patient did follow the correct prep, we'll need to do a 2-day prep. Period. Next line. Follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, follow-up biopsy pathology from the endoscopy period.